Local 107.3 FM. Reform the Big Bang. Thank you.
Week's Tape, coming to you live from local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, from our brand new live studios. It is towards the end of April 2015. If you're listening to this live, and over the weekend, we excitedly moved studios into some nice new equipment. So we'll be playing around with some of that, and I think it's pretty much mostly all the same, so I shouldn't run into any troubles today, as I've been sort of telling all of our other programmers here. It's all the same. You'll be fine. So hopefully I can continue and set a good example of that as well. We just heard, kicking off the show, Halifax songstress Alana York. She released her debut full-length record, Dream Magic, back towards the end of January. January 20th, to be specific, 2015, and that was both the closing track and the lead single from that record, and that was one called Anthem. Kicking us off here on the Next Tape, tuning into the program for the very first time, my name is Brian Cleveland. I'll be with you for the next 60 minutes, the next full hour, for as much new Canadian music as we can bring your way. All kinds of great new records coming out all the time, as you'd expect in Canada. And we try to bring you some samples of all of those every single week. And that is coming at you live on Tuesday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. in St. John, New Brunswick, on the beautiful UNB St. John campus in St. John, New Brunswick, on local 107.3 FM. But it's then rebroadcast elsewhere, thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association's fine service, the Program Exchange, and also many great community radio stations across Canada who pick up the show to bring you some fine new Canadian sounds your way as well. And that includes such destinations as CFUV in Victoria, BC, CKDU in Halifax, CJMP in Powell River, and all parts in between. If you're hearing the radio show somewhere else, hope you're having a great time in your fine location, and let me know, drop me a line. You can reach out to me at brian@cfmh.ca, and there's also a Facebook group that you can find for The Mixtape, which is just simply titled The Mixtape. So we're going to move on to some new stuff here, as is the way with The Mixtape. We're going to hear from the new record from rootsy Toronto-based outfit, The Young Novelists. They have a new record out called Made Us Strangers. It is their sophomore release, and they recorded it producing with Zeus's Carolyn Nicholas, and they were kind of going for a little bit of a grittier sound on this record, but I actually am unfamiliar with this band up until this point, so I won't be able to tell you if they achieved that, but from what I am reading, they have. It's recommended if you like such bands as The Wooden Sky, early Wilco, and The Band, and that is enough for me to pick this one up and want to give it a spin to bring it your way. We're going to hear a track from this one called Brothers in the Garage, and then we have a really exciting release for me. I'm sure other people experience this all the time, but if you ever see a record come out from a band and you're surprised that they have a new record out because you feel like they just put out a new record, but in this case I realized that because I've either discovered it late enough or had been listening to it so much, their previous record actually came out 2 years ago. It is the new album in my hands from Punctuation, the Quebec-based brother duo of sort of really cool French garage rock. They have a new sophomore release out called La Réalité Nusophie, which basically I think translates into reality is sufficient, or less directly, reality is enough for us. And this follows up their previous EP, or their previous LP, their debut album, 27 Club, which I spot a lot on the show, and also just in my own time as well. Really enjoy that record, and so be definitely be playing this one lots over the next couple weeks, so why not give it a few spins right off the top here as well. We're here the first three tracks following The Young Novelist. We're here Poésie Automatique. That wasn't even the first word, was the harder word, and I still bungled it there, and that is Automatic Poetry, Narcisse, and Cortisol. Those are the first three tracks on the new Punctuation record, and we're going to hear those. But here, to start us all off, to kick off this set of tunes on the mixtape, is Brothers in the Garage by The Young Novelist. ¶¶
We'll be right back.
That was the first three tracks from the new Ponctuation record, Réalité Nusifie. That was a track called Cortisol. We started off with Poésie Automatique and Narcissi. And we also heard a track from the young novelists. They have a new sophomore record out called Made Us Strangers. And we heard a track called Brothers in the Garage. And way, way back at the beginning of the program, if you keep a track, that was Alana York with the lead single and closing track from her new record. That was a track called Anthem. And that album, that debut record, is called Dream Magic. We have another new record out that I'm going to give you a little bit of a longer listen to. It is the new record from Catherine Calder, who, if you don't know from her fine solo work, has also been heavily involved in the No Pornographers and other projects as well. And her new record is self-titled, so go and pick that one up. We're going to hear the first three tracks from it right here on the mixtape. Coming up next, you're going to hear Slow Burning Beach and Take a Little Time. All kinds of amazing guests all over this record as well, as you could only begin to imagine. Of course, such folks as Dan Mangan, Jill Barber, Hannah Georges, and many, many more as well. And on the first couple of tracks we hear here will also feature vocals from Jill Barber, and the third track will feature some vocals from Hannah Georges as well. So sit back, relax, and enjoy these tracks. Lots more stuff coming your way over the next little bit, so don't go anywhere. Here is the track Slow Burning by Catherine Calder.
Slow, 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 slow Thank you.
self-titled solo record. That was Catherine Calder, a couple of tracks. Kicking off that album was Slow Burning Beach and Take a Little Time. Hope you enjoyed that one. I definitely did, and we'll definitely be playing from this record in the future as well. Go and check it out. It's under File Under Music, which is another pretty cool Canadian music label as well. And so if you're just joining the program, you're tuned in to The Mixtape. It's Brian Cleveland bringing you as much new Canadian music as we can every single week. And so far in the show, we've heard from Alana York, The Young Novelists. And after that, we had a couple of longer sets there from Punctuation and Catherine Calder giving you some longer tastes of their new albums. And now we're going to move into a whole slew of single tracks, which is usually what we do here, just bringing you one track by an artist at a time, but every once in a while I feel like giving a record a nice long spin to give you a sense of it and to encourage you to add it to your own personal collection, which I hope you'll do with both of those ones we heard today. But now we're going to hear from the new Find the Others record, Empire of Time. It's a fan of New Home on Forward Music Group. Big fan of this guy when he put out his previous record. Definitely reminded me a little bit of the Books with some fairly electronic tinged and sample-based folk music. I haven't heard this record at all. I understand that it might be a little bit different from that, where it has more of a fuller band, but also has lots of experimental folks that are found on Forward Music Group, and also their other offshoot of that, which is the Backward releases that they put out by such artists as Joshua Van Tassel, who's found on drums on this record, as well as some other collaborators. So we're going to hear a track from this one, and we'll probably hear from it again sometime in the future. It was recorded in a couple of places, including Iceland and Toronto and all parts in between. So here is a track, the closing track from the new Find the Others record. This track is called Lost Boys Choir. It's from the album Empire of Time, right now, right here on The Mixtape. Thank you.
Thank you.
that was a track from Nick Lauer called Courtesy Call from his split EP with David R. Elliott. You also heard from The Trick out of Fredericton, Rye of the Storm, and also from Fredericton, Mrs. Hippie from their Champagne EP, a track called Queens. And we heard a track from the new Find the Others record. That record's called Empire of Time. And you heard Lost Boys Choir. We've got about 10 minutes in the program, but lots of fine short little tunes here to bring you. Before we close out the show, we're going to hear from OK Jazz. Coming up next is a three-piece from Calgary. Here is Julius. Self-titled debut EP on Dog Choir Records. And before that, we also heard throughout the program Nick Lauer, The Trick, Mrs. Hippie, Find the Others, Catherine Calder, Punctuation, The Young Novelists, and Alana York. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Brian Cleveland. This has been another episode of The Mixtape, bringing you a full hour of new Canadian music every single week, brought to you live from Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, and then rebroadcast across the nation thanks to the NCRA's program exchange on all kinds of fine community radio stations across Canada. Hello to you wherever you might be listening. You can also find the show for your own personal download at radioforall.net, and that is the number 4. Also, you can subscribe on iTunes, find on Facebook, and all that stuff. And so hope you had a good day today and hope you enjoyed the show. Have yourselves a fine one and be sure to tune in next week where we do it all over again, bringing you lots of great Canadian music. And we're going to hear from Twainda to close us out. They have a new EP out called Black Sheep. Here is a track called Serial Disappointer.